Yonkers. Come on, we're doing more show. Come on.
Have you ever seen the hog calling contest?
No.
Oh, my God, oh God. Dude. It's unbelievable. There's one. Just look. It's going to mess up your algorithm of your YouTube. But just look up, like, Iowa State Fair hog calling contest, dude. It's unbelievable.
I just can I kind of already imagine what it is. A bunch of people yelling.
Yeah. Sue. Hey, pigga. Sue. I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty good at it. I can do it.
Channel.
That's what I used to do at the bar at Last Call when I was drunk and I didn't find anything better.
Everybody would leave.
Except for that one. That one would stay there, big.
How do you get everybody out at 2 o'clock so fast?
All right, anyway, we got to keep moving. Quit distracting me. Folks, it's time for your topic of the day here on the Plan B Morning Show. As always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Okay, get this, Hunter. Aliens attack Earth, and they say they're going to wipe out 99% of the population. But before they wipe us out, they ask each person, why do you deserve to be spared? What do you say to them? To save your ass, okay?
Don't kill me, please.
Are you taking the grovel route? Are you just gonna beg and plead?
Please. I really don't have much to offer. All my cool toys, man, they don't care. They got their own cool toys. I can do magic. Oh, you guys like magic? I'll show you a trick.
That might be because who knows, maybe on their home planet they don't have magic.
They don't have magic.
Yeah.
Like they're easily fooled. They're extremely smart, but easily fooled.
Easily fooled. So you like you just do like the remove your thumb trick, and they're like, oh, yep. My God.
What? Your thumb.
Oh. You're our new leader. What'd you do with your thumb? And you put it back. Do it again. That's not a bad answer for you, is to do magic. I think that would be a somewhat viable option for this.
I don't think I can ninja vanish out of that situation.
You try to. They're like, oh, is this a trick? But yeah, it's a trick.
You're right behind the tree over there. Right?
We see you. Your butt's sticking out, man. What are you doing? You picked the smallest tree to hide behind. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a terrible answer.
That's all I got, man. I got nothing else.
I think you know where I'm going to go with this. Basically, I would look them all just dead in the face, and I would say, look, I will do anything to stay alive. And I mean any.
I know. No.
That's right.
See, if they were smart, they'd make you do something non-sexual related because they know what we know what you're doing.
They're weary travelers. They've been on the road for a long time, flying through space. I'm just saying they have needs, and I will facilitate if they keep me alive for a while.
Did you come up with this topic just so you could talk about having sex with aliens again?
Hey, I didn't say anything about having sex. I just said I would be willing to do what needs to be done to keep myself alive, okay?
I hope they make you, like, dig a pool or something, you know, something real.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's something else. I don't know.
How about sex?
I'm just saying it's up to them. I would say aliens, our new alien overlords, look at me. Look, I want to be spared.
You're the first to go.
And in order to do that, I'm willing. And you have to say it. You have to say it a certain way. You have to say, look, I'm willing to do anything. And I mean anything. And you look at them. Okay. And you don't break a stare. You don't break eye contact. Because you got to let them know that you mean business.
You kind of nod your head a few times.
You know, maybe throw a wink in there. A wink in there. Huh? And maybe I'll drop a pencil and be like, oh, I dropped a pencil.
You turn around. God. You know what? You're going to be made an example out of it. That's what they're going to do. You're going to be the first one torched.
They can do it's up to them. It's up to them. I just, that would be my plea to them to stay alive. To stay.
Knock, 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 knock. And they just shoot your wiener off. Pow.
That's all I got.
That's what you
get. Yeah. Anyway.
I think magic might be a little bit better than you. I think I'm surviving this situation a little bit longer than you are.
I don't know. I'm going to be over there eating grapes. I'm going to be treated like one of those, fancy prostitutes. All right, like the kind that government officials get. That's what I'm going to be like. I'm going to be one of those fancy prostitutes. Yeah. That only has to
face
work.
Grapes, huh?
That only has to work a couple days a week, you know, and then I get a few days off. And they take me shopping. I'll have sugar daddies as aliens. They'll be my alien sugar daddies.
What did you lay in bed last night thinking about this?
Longer than I should have. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Aliens are attacking the Earth. They're going to spare some people. What do you say to them to save your own ass? We'll be back with more at WIRX.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 750 Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Bumblebee tuna. Anyway. Your topic of the day today, sponsored by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Aliens are attacking Earth, all right? They're wiping out 99% of the population. But before they wipe us out, they're going to ask each person why they deserve to be spared. What do you say to these aliens to make sure that your life is spared? Okay, please, God, don't kill me.
Oh, don't kill me.
Let's see. Blake said, okay, hear me out. We make a deal instead. If Brock pleases your queen, you can take him and everyone dies. If he fails, consider him a sacrifice for the rest of the planet to live. Damn it.
Looks like we're sacrificing Brock. He ain't pleasing nothing.
Oh,
he can't even please
dude,
your wife.
I'm going to get up there. I'm gonna bring. Yeah, tell that to the baby in her stomach. I did that real well.
That means she had a good time.
Oh, she had a great time. That was the best 2 minutes of her life.
2 minutes.
I'm down for that. Look, I'll be a sacrifice because either way. Okay, look. Either way. I get to have sex with an alien, and I'm either gonna I'm gonna die a hero, or I'm gonna live and go out with the aliens. I don't know how this works. I'm gonna be here.
It's not gonna go out good for you either way.
Yeah, I got it.
You're getting torched. That's basically what's gonna happen.
Lewis had a good one. What's he gonna say to these aliens to get his life spared? I'll say that I listened to the Plan B Morning Show. They say your life is spared because you've suffered enough.
Oh, damn. That's rough.
It's a good answer.
Is that bad?
I can't be upset about that. Let's see. Reno said two words: sex dungeon. So are you just gonna say sex dungeon to the aliens? Is that what it's?
Yeah, right. It says head scratcher for an alien. Like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
You gonna put me down there, or you're going down there? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Joe said he's gonna say I'm essential. We'll see how that works. I'm essential. Seriously, guys. Let's see. Robert, what would he say to the aliens? He would just look at them and shrug and say, meh, I've had a good run. Maybe that would work. Be like, oh, man.
Last year was bad enough. It can't get any worse. Yeah, take me.
This guy's a badass, man. He's just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Uh-huh. Brad would say, I'm Batman. That's what he would tell the aliens.
I'm Batman. Where are they?
Not Batman's.
Don't kill me, please don't kill me.
Let's see. Andy said he would tell the aliens, I can fix just about anything. That may come into play. You know, even though they're super smart, they may need some help fixing some stuff. Or at least fixing stuff here on the planet. We don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. A spaceship seems pretty... I don't know if I've ever worked on a spaceship before.
Yeah, they're not going to take it to John's Corner Muffler to have the spaceship worked on.
For sure Bob Vila couldn't even fix a spaceship.
I would love to see that. This old spaceship with Bob Vila. let's see. John Dudley said, I can do magic tricks. That's what he'd tell him. Oh, so you're going to have to compete with John now,
damn,
Hunter.
Dude, he's probably way better than I am. Come on. That's mine. Go get your own.
Let's see. Oh, we'll end with Andy's. This is a good one. The dead guy. This is great. What would Andy tell the aliens in order to be spared? He would say, I need to be spared to take care of the other 99%. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah.
Andy's looking for an alien invasion. He's like, oh, business is booming, baby.
It's booming, baby. Yeah. Woo. Bunch of dead guys laying around. You know, it's not a bad answer.
a year after the aliens have come down, he's just got gold chains, like a gold grill, driving like a brand new Maserati. Like, yeah, he's got it, man.
Year's been good, man. The year's been good.
I've been busy. I'm not going to lie. Put in some long hours, but hey, it's good. All right. We're gonna take a break.
I got work stacked up, literally stacked up. Oh, jeez.
All right, we'll be back. Stick around.